Hello listeners, today my guest is Year 9 student Ella Langford and we're going to talk about a common passion of ours, musical theatre. Welcome Ella.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so this year you were in the cast of High School Musical.
Yes.
And obviously there were a few struggles around COVID and rehearsals and casting and whatnot, but overall how did you find the experience?
It was absolutely amazing.
Okay, so what was it? What was amazing about it? Can you describe that for our listeners?
Well, you met so many new people. I've made friends who I'm still in contact with, talking to like pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot of new skills vocally and acting wise, or I have to assume if you're in the orchestra you'd learn new techniques as well. And the stagecraft you learn has helped me with every ensemble I'm in, especially more contemporary ensembles where you're more performing.
Okay, great. And so when you talk about meeting people being one of the positive experiences, is that students who are in your cohort that you may not have known so well, or is it across the year levels at Loreto?
Actually, it was mostly students from Villanova.
Okay, great. So you've got that opportunity to work alongside the boys. Yeah. And I know how valuable that is because both of my sons were also in that musical. And so I totally relate because the friendships that were formed, especially in that year nine cohort, that because then you get to go back and possibly have another go in year 11, will that be it for you?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, and so, you know, you get to carry those friendships through, which is wonderful. It's certainly been the experience of my son as well, which is great. So in terms of the rehearsals, because we know, and the parents listening know, it's quite a big commitment, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive commitment and you don't...
Sorry, everybody. That's the bell.
It's a massive commitment and you don't get a lot of free time, but the rehearsals are so fun. It's totally worth it.
So fun, tiring, but all worth it in the end. How did you find managing homework and assignments during that period?
Well, most of the rehearsals were on Tuesday and Friday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And conveniently for me, I already had extracurriculars on a Tuesday afternoon, so I tended to not do much study and homework on those days because I could manage it on other days. Mm-hmm. And Friday has always been my day off.
Mm.
So it's actually kind of convenient the days I didn't usually have a massive load of work to do.
It's interesting because I've often, having been the director or producer of musicals here and at other schools, I often get emails from parents afterwards saying, oh my goodness, it's made my... son or daughter so organized. Can you relate to that?
Well, you definitely learn when you've got such a pressure on time and where you have to be at certain times, you definitely learn how to organize your schedule so that you can actually fit in everything that you need to do. So I think it's definitely helpful.
Sleep becomes a priority too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, you know, it's a lot of work. And it's an intense rehearsal period to put a full musical together in such a short time frame. On the night, you get to have the wonderful experience of performing to a live audience. How did that feel for you?
It was the best feeling, especially, it was really nerve-wracking, especially on opening night. It's the first time It's the second time you perform to a live audience, but it's the first time you perform to a more mature audience who's actually going to understand more of the jokes as compared to the grade fives and sixes.
So you're talking about, for our listeners, we have any sort of, our local primary schools, we sort of invite to the final dress rehearsal during the day.
A lot of the students don't get a lot of the jokes, they kind of go over their head, so it's very different to perform to the on opening night, and a lot of nerve-wracking, especially considering it was a full house every night.
And did you, am I correct, did you have the first line
of the show?
So that's even more pressure.
Yes, but it was the best feeling at the end when everyone stood up or stayed sitting down
and applauded really loud. Yeah, that's just great. And it's sometimes I have students tell me they feel quite sad at the end of a musical. Did Definitely. You experience that yeah. little bit
Post-musical
of that?
Post-musical depression.
Yeah. Which isn't, I don't know if it's technically a thing, but it's certainly, you know, you're on such an adrenaline rush, aren't you? Around, surrounded by your friends, having such a good time, and then it comes to an end.
Yeah.
How did you reconcile that?
Lots of listening to other musicals.
Yes, okay.
And I think the first few days you get out of the musical, you definitely, you're in contact almost constantly with the friends you had from the musical.
Yeah, so. That's great. That's wonderful. And you've got, when will the next auditions be?
End of grade 10, so,
yeah, so next year. Okay, well, good luck for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me.